Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the Spitter.com podcast. I'm Andy Smith, and I'm recording this about an hour before the calendar turns to October on the East Coast. And since we are all baseball fans here, we know exactly what that means. The MLB playoffs are almost upon us. In honor of this most wonderful time of the year getting started, we thought we might try something a little different with this episode. Coming up, we're going to have several of the Spitter.com writers do a segment where they'll riff on their predictions, their hopes, and their wishes for the next 4 to 5 weeks. Now, as you listen, please keep in mind that these predictions are for entertainment purposes only. Though I suppose if you're brave enough to buck the karma that comes with having a Mets fan, an Orioles fan, an Indians fan, and me, a Pirates fan, make prognostications about the MLB playoffs, knock yourself out. Anyway, without further ado, let's turn this over to the Spitter.com staff and have them take it from here. Floor is yours, guys.
This is Brad Bortone with thespitter.com. Just throwing out some playoff and World Series predictions for this podcast. I have some basic predictions and some really off-the-cuff predictions, but let's go through them. First and foremost, I'm a homer, so right away I'm going to tell you that the Mets will make it into the division series, but the pitching and injuries will have a major effect against the Chicago Cubs, who are just stacked. A team that was in the World Series last year and now this year is missing Matt Harvey, David Wright, Jacob deGrom, Steven Matz, Neil Walker, Zach Wheeler, Juan Lagares, Lucas Duda, Wilmer Flores, as well as 50% of Cespedes' ability, 25% of Bartolo Colon's ability, 25% of Asdrubal Cabrera's ability. Yeah, ouch. The fact that the team is even in this position is fascinating to me. And my hat is tipped to the organization for keeping it together. But will they be able to do it against the Cubs? I don't think so. Prediction number two doesn't have any drama or explanation. I just think that the Orioles are going to be in and surprise the Rangers. I just really think back to the beginning of the season. Let's remember who came out of the gate the strongest this season in the American League. I think they're going to surprise a lot of people. Prediction number three, right down to the other beltway. I think that even though the Nationals are hurting, with Bryce Harper and Daniel Murphy both on the shelf, I do think that they are going to rally behind another strong Daniel Murphy postseason, broken ass and all. Only the Cubs can take this team down in the National League, and they will. Prediction number four, the Red Sox are your World Series champions. They just have too much offense, even for the mighty Cubs to handle. Sorry, Cubs. I know that you and the Red Sox, for years you fought to see who would be the team that broke the spell. The Red Sox for the last 10-12 years have been dominant, so I think we can take them out of that conversation, but the Cubbies are going to have to wait another year. These Red Sox are just too damn strong. But unfortunately, strength doesn't extend to every player on the roster, and my fifth and final prediction is that David Ortiz will have a strong postseason, one so strong that a lot of people are probably going to ask him to change his mind and do one more year. But amid talk of him doing that one more year, a few untimely strikeouts and weak grounders into the shift will remind everyone why he's tapping out at the tender age of 91 years old. That said, it will be a hell of a send-off for him to give him one more trophy, to arguably one of the best players ever to put on that uniform. So here it is, my predictions for 2016. Thanks for reading the Spitter and listening to our podcast, and we're looking forward to a good offseason. Thanks and take care.
Our good friend Scott Fendley, you might know him from his impressive, most disappointing season series over at the Spitter, is getting married this weekend. So, first things first, congratulations and mazel tov to Scott and his beautiful bride. But even with last-minute wedding prep, he still had time to type up his World Series predictions and send them on over. So, from his keyboard to my mouth to your ears, Scott Fendley's 2016 playoff predictions. Cubs over Indians in the World Series. No, The apocalypse won't happen, but it will go 7 games, and it will come down to the Cleveland staff finally stretching to its limit due to injuries, and the Cubs taking advantage of the Indians' middle relief in Game 7. Before then, the Indians beat the Rangers in the ALCS as Cleveland pitchers get Jonathan Lucroy out in several key at-bats. The Cubs roll right past the Nats in the NLCS as Dusty uses Scherzer for 135 pitches and flashes of Mark Pryor come back in everyone's heads.
And these are my it's my World Series wish list. So as of right now, we're about four games away from the wild card games. So it's pretty much wide open right now. But the first question seems to be who will make and win the World Series. And you have to think that. I mean, the Cubs are 101-57, and that's awfully good. That's a lot better than anybody else. So I think you have to probably figure the Cubs for to win it all. In the American League, I would imagine I'd like to say Texas, but I don't think it's going to be Texas. I think it's going to be Boston, just because they're so smoking hot right now. And now, you know, if you listen to this in a week, maybe they'll be, you know, cooled off and in the tank, and you know their pitchers will suck again. But I don't know. That's what I think. I guess Cubs and Boston. The what matchup do we want to see? What matchup do I want to see? I'm a Baltimore fan, very much a Baltimore fan. I would love to see Washington and Baltimore in the series. That would just be the ultimate, I think. Washington for so long was an Orioles town, and it no longer is, and nor are the Orioles a regional team anymore. So I think it would be really sort of fascinating to see that series. It's also anytime Baltimore can stick it to DC, that's okay with me. Though I like Washington, I like the Nationals a lot, and I like Dusty. I think it's been an awfully fun season. I would hate to see them collapse in the way that they have in the last couple of years. So I wouldn't mind seeing Cleveland, like if the Orioles can't make it, which, you know, right now the Orioles are sort of they're in the second wild card slot behind Toronto. I'd like to see Cleveland if the Orioles can't do it. So, and then the last question appears to be, what do we dread? What matchup do we dread? And I'm afraid that my dread is, the answer is the same as the first question: who's going to make it and win it? And that's the Cubs and Boston. I think a Cubs and Boston World Series would be the battle of the insufferable fans. Just who can possibly imagine having to listen to, you know, the Wrigleyville bros and the Boston fans who've just been, you know, turned into the most obnoxious fans in baseball. So, as much as I hate to even think about it, I have a feeling that's going to be it. So, okay, now we've got that figured out. So 3.5 minutes later, this is Smitty again, and thanks for listening.
Hey everybody, it's the start of October. You know what that means? Baseball playoff predictions. I'm Keith Good. Spoiler alert, it's the Cubs year. So fly the flag, water the ivy, milk the goat, however you want to put it. The Cubbies curse is coming to an end in 2016. getting there, I expect to see Chicago and Washington playing for the NL pennant. Of course, it depends on how sore Daniel Murphy's butt is, or if rookie Trey Turner can keep mashing baseballs. But even if the Nats are firing on all cylinders, they'd still have to beat Arrieta and Lester twice, not to mention the back end of the Cubby bullpen. I just don't see it happening. Add Dusty Baker's history of playoff choke jobs, and you have a Cubby pennant. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. On the AL side, I would love to see Cleveland win the pennant. A Cleveland Cub World Series? Are you kidding me? That'd be more magic than the Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. I would love to see a Chicago-Cleveland World Series. But it's not going to happen. I don't even think Cleveland makes it out of the divisional round. I'd love for them to prove me wrong, but with their top three starting pitchers either sidelined or questionable with injury, I don't see enough October wins. Instead, I expect to see a Boston-Texas ALCS. And on paper, I'd say there's no chance Texas blows it. But they don't play games on paper. Boston is getting hot at the best possible time. In a puncher's brawl, the winner usually comes down to timing and momentum. Boston has both. Not to mention players who have been there before. So, yawn. Another AL pennant for Boston. So the World Series will be that awkward encounter at the bar. Theo Epstein's with his new girlfriend. Oh, and there's his old girlfriend. And boy, did Theo upgrade. If there's one thing that kills momentum, it's running up against a well-oiled machine. Offense, defense, pitching, bullpen. Chicago is without weakness. So Boston, bring your goats and Bartmans and black cats and hope curses are real, because it's going to take a supernatural effort to stop the Cubs from taking the Commissioner's Trophy home to Wrigleyville in 2016.
That'll do it for this episode. Thanks to everyone on staff who contributed. We hope you enjoyed the format. We hope you enjoyed the content and the predictions and the wishes for the postseason. Make sure that as the postseason progresses, you keep it tuned to thespitter.com. We're going to have a lot of great content coming out on the website over the next couple weeks. So with that, hope your team wins the World Series, or I hope if they're not in it, that the team that that you like the least doesn't win the World Series. I guess we can all root for that. Anyway, take care, everyone. Talk to you soon.